Well, again, everybody, welcome back to the Trig Podcast. Join Ghost TV on this beautiful Saturday, January 4th. This is the second podcast that I'm doing today. I did one last night, which was kind of already this morning. And then now it's almost 1:30 p.m. And here on Saturday, January 4th, 2025. Happy New Year, by the way, to all of you, my Goso family, my Goso friends, my Goso planet, my Goso people, friends. And talking about enjoying the tears, So I'm a creative, I'm an empath, I'm a feeler, heart type, Enneagram 3, success, achieve, not wanting to fail, things that can be good, but also can be pretty devastating when we do feel like we're failing as threes and feelers. You could be a two, a four. If you don't know the Enneagram, that's fine. Basically, it's just those creative types in your life, people that are heart first, and then logic second, and doing third. And so I want to tell you a story about a song that I wrote that you can listen to. I'm not on Instagram right now, but you can listen to it on my Facebook. It's called Masterpiece, a song I wrote about 15, 20 years ago, a long time ago, about Ephesians 2, how we are God's masterpiece. The Greek word there in Ephesians 2 is poema, which is the word for poem or a song or a masterpiece. And no matter what you think of yourself, God created you and sees you as a masterpiece, as his masterpiece. And so I wrote this song from that beautiful, and I wrote it on the nylon guitar, and I had some little arrangements that I did way back, and I've recorded it a few times. Never published it, I don't think, maybe somewhere, but not officially. So then the last few months I've been working on it, and then last night at around 11 p.m. or so, maybe not quite that late, who knows, 9, 10 p.m., I was with my beautiful wife here in our bedroom, and I brought my gear in here on in bed, as you do when you're a musician type, married to an amazing woman that is so patient and kind. And I began to redo the guitar parts because I wasn't happy with the ones I had recorded previously. And I used my brand new Ibanez Nylon Tim Henson Signature Series, beautiful guitar. I love it. I have another nylon, but it's nowhere near as beautiful as this one. And then I added a little reverb, a little delay, and then I think I did some, yeah, I did like a second track of guitars and a third. Anyway, just producer nerdy stuff. And then this morning, I sung over what I had because I wanted to use a new mic that I have. And so anyway, song is almost done. And then I was listening to it over and over again, as you do, in my awesome speakers and studio. And I began to cry. I was telling Rochelle not over the lyrics, but over the moments that I've wanted to include in the song, that I have always included in the song, just little lines here and there, these simple lines that I've added. And somehow with the effects and the arrangement and the production and all that I've learned about production these last 10 years, it just sounded the way I wanted it to sound. You know how you go to a place, like we were in Italy last year, 2 years ago, I guess now, and I have always seen pictures of the Colosseum in Rome, beautiful, that whole open-ended side. I don't know if it fell or what happened there, but I've always seen that in pictures and movies, and I've always wanted to go. And then suddenly, 2 years ago, I think it was last fall, there we were. There I was in front of the Colosseum in Rome, Italy. Not a picture, not a movie, not a painting, but the actual Colosseum. And it was just magical. And that's how I felt about this song. Something I had thought in my head, thought of and imagined in my head, how I wanted it to sound. I recorded it, but then I finally heard it in person, you could say, this morning. And I was just sobbing. I think it was a sobbing that came from touching beauty, which I think it also made me feel worthy of love. I've been feeling pretty unlovable because of my mental health. It's been a pretty bad month for me. Holiday syndrome, they call it, and all these things. And I've been feeling pretty, like a failure, speaking of three and failure. And so when I heard this beautiful song, it wasn't like, oh, look at me. It wasn't pride. It was being in awe of something beautiful, like Rome or the Vatican or David or any of these beautiful moments and statues and places in Italy or somewhere beautiful. And I felt so touched by beauty, touched by God, touched by an angel, you could say. And it made me feel alive, and I was able to shed all my fears. I've been fearing so much these last few weeks. It's been pretty bad, and it fills me with shame that I'm destroying my beautiful wife, and I'm not doing this, and again, I'm just failing at everything. I'm a terrible husband, terrible father, and son, and you name it. All lies, and some of it is true, but I have to accept who I am. We all do. And so that song just touched the beauty, the beautiful parts of me. And I wonder, it got me thinking about how we all have those beautiful things in us. And we don't often feel seen by those things or for those things. We don't often touch those things that make us feel beautiful. Or maybe you paint or you write. My wife loves to send emails and texts to her family because it connects her to her father. That's what he used to do, and she just lost her dad a couple of years ago, around Christmas, you could say. It was February, I believe. And we just got back from Oregon, where he grew up, and in the same place where he passed away. And it was a good Christmas, but it definitely had some grief for her as well. And so this morning she was sending all these texts, and then she was reading all the responses from all of Dad's friends and family. It's just so moving how thankful they are for my wife and for our family and for Dennis and Lynette and all of these neighbors that they had. And pictures, I guess some of them sent some pictures, and Michelle then forward the texts to us in our family text group chat. And then our daughters and I, we were all saying, this is so great, Mom, love, that these people feel this way about Mom and Dad. And so Rochelle was just tearing up with gratefulness and grief and loss and tears and sadness and joy. And she was able to touch that beautiful part of her because it reminded her of her father and how that's what she's becoming, just like her dad. Beautiful stuff. It's beautiful when we touch beauty. It's amazing when we touch perfection. And it's a great difference to touching fear or worry or frustration or resentment. It's such a different feeling than when we're touching what's wrong with our lives. Instead, we're touching what's perfect in our lives. We realize that there is perfection in us, that there is beauty in us, that there is love and joy and peace in us, that we're not just overspenders, overeaters, over criers, or overly upset, or whatever you tell yourself that you are. You're failing at this, or you're not doing enough, or you're too upset, you're too controlling, whatever people or you tell yourself. It's great when we touch beauty, when we touch perfection. It moves us deeply. We cry, we tear up. We can't help but say, thank you, Lord, for putting that beautiful song in me, that beautiful heart for people in me, for giving me these beautiful parents, for giving me this gear and these guitars and microphones and these songs. Thank you, Lord. Whatever he's given you, your family, your art, your room, your house, your dog, your job, your health, your family, including the trials. We thank you, Lord, for all that you have given to us. And if you have not yet touched heaven this Christmas time, I pray that you will, that something will touch your soul, that you will be touched by an angel, by the angel of grace and love and kindness and magic and of beauty and perfection, so that you will realize that, yes, in this world we will have many trials, but be of good courage. Be of good courage. I have overcome the world. Jesus has overcome the world. I have been, as I said, in the gutter for 4 weeks, but today, both with that song and also with Rochelle's text and all that, we were touched by angels today, touched by magic. And that's the truth. That's who we really are. My prayer for you today is that you will be touched by an angel, touched by beauty, touched by magic, touched by who you really are, how God truly sees you, and that will lift your spirits today in this new year. Thank you very much for being here. I will see you next time. Adios.